Second attack. So the superficially, I think it's more than superficially. Tosfos seems to pretty clearly say that the reason why Basin Yachloiku is because it's a non-sad, which means that we have a beer that's a ripe sack. The Rosh says that we can't Basin call them Govar because it'll be Geneva. Now, obviously, if the Rosh showed there was a beer of Yachloiku, that's not the right way to say. It's not just an under, it's just, you know, that's not the way to say it. It's a much stronger reason. You don't Basin call them Govar because we know the sack. So seemingly, there's a machlokes rishonim between Tosfos and the Rosh, and definitely in Tosfos and Baba Basra, definitely we have that machlokes rishonim, because Tosfos and Baba Basra said that the din of the Mishnah would be true even without Eichsen. So we're definitely not holding like our Tosfos, but there's a non-sadi. So there's a machlokes, are we pasdim mitam yachlokes mitam sabek? So Yachloiku mitam badai. So l'chayra, there's a nafkamina la'alocha. What would happen if one of the parties would have a right? Migui chazaka. We baskin ain't nochim amam and acha right. But Tavis and Baba Basra and Chatawad, I think, Amabei says beferish that that's only ain't nochim amam and acha right when you're going against a muksik. But if there's no muksik, then we hokem amam and acha right. That's we have the sugya there, right? Vikaret. We want to follow right. So according to the Rush, Tavis and Baba Basra, that the Mishnah is Yehudin is not a Yehudin. But Parshat Pshat is that the Yehudin here is Omaida but Omaira. Because since they're both Yehudin, it's like no one's a Yehudin as far as each other is concerned. No one, you can't say one guy's a Maisi because I'm just as muksik as you are. So the Chara, we're passing Yachleku Midam Safik. So if you had a Raif or a Chazak or a Migui, would win. That's what I would think. If on the other hand, according to Isis, that there's an Ansadi, the Madadav is Heidi Day, it's not so Pashit. Now, Tavis in the next Tavis, Gupa says, Yeneman the Chedisho Migli. The answer is Migli the Haitzi, now I'm reading.
There's a Hoda, again, there Rashi and the Rosh both, those Rosh both learn. There's a Hoda on Mechsa. It's Chetzi Yeshali. Meaning, chetzi is your, is chetzi is not me. Chetzi is Shali. So when he's on a chetzi, so then there's only a dispute about a half, but he's not, it's no longer on Ansadi on a.
There's no longer an Ansadi on that half. So therefore, what?
No, I presume Rebbe's kind of bothered that it seems from that post that we don't say that it's. I mean, what was maybe Rabbi, I didn't ask, I didn't let Rabbi speak out his question, but I thought Rabbi was bothered that for what reason he's still muksik on a half, all you did the Anansadi, right? Is that what Rabbi was bothered by?
Where are you muksik on half?
So why is it, I thought Rabbi was bothered, like, why is it Migul Ahotzi? Aren't you being, isn't it Migul Ahotzi a half?
Right.
So I'm saying if there's a hodah, like the Rosh and the Rashi make the point, the person's being moda on the other half. So once there's a hodah on the other half, so then like that part's not that half is not yours. So now the only disputed portion is on the other half. So therefore you're really if only muksik on a fourth. I mean, since there's no dispute on the other half, but there's only dispute on on that disputed half, you both have my on Ansadi Mida Tef is Heidi Dehu.
Okay, I don't know. Let me leave over. We'll get to that Tefis later. Let's make leave Rob. Tefis says it's because a mooks me good. But what if there would be a right? If there'd be a right. Taiva says, Migalites, you know what I mean? Because the Chesav Hashemi Mukz Exek Kimoza. Now, I'm not sure if that would apply by a right. Right? I don't know. If you would say a right, Chesav Hashemi Mukz Exek Kimoza.
We said this last time that the Rush holds the only holding it me suffering. It might be lower level than Tosis, but holding it misafik, that's how far down you're going with the Rush.
I'm not that we're holding misafik, but we're passing Yachleiko misafik.
Oh, because he did say Chashvin Leishalo, but that would be after this. Pesach was misafik. Like good old Hamotzi Mechaveh Araya, like good old.
I'm just wondering, I'm trying to wonder like this. Yes, or make Mamma Mutta Savichok. In other words, if you would have in Tzaitzis's case, it's a Chesav Hashemi, they're both. Okay. But if you have a case, they're trying to use the Migoy or the Migoy. We might see that they call the Migo the Heights in our reading. Okay. I'm still being unclear. Then let's say it wasn't a Migo. Let's say for superficial, we had a right. So now you want to use a right. So would you be able to use a right in this case? To paskin, let's say you would only use a rive to paskin that the whole da'was belongs to one person. So would that work? So what would be the din?
Motzi Michaver Olivarai doesn't work here, right? This is not a machlokes Rav and Shmuel.
No, the chayra. I don't know if I'm letting of ever I here works. Will be depend on the next Tysus. But Pashas, it doesn't work because the fact that Tysus said Tysus didn't use Amos Kaveraya on the first Tysus. Now Tysus asked, why is it different than Arbit? And Tysus said, oh, it's in Shiny. He gave this whole spot of Anan Sadi. The Rush gives a svara because of Geneva, and they don't say because of Hamotzi Mechaveiro Ola Varaya. So Poshib Shat, Hamotzi Mechaveiro Varaya doesn't work here. That's what we assume. We assume that Hamotzi Mechaveiro Varaya doesn't work here in the sugya. Because since they're both holding the equally holding, you can't really say Hamotzi Mechaveiro Varaya. So it could be there's room, I mean, and we'll have to see when we're in the next Isis, but there's room to suspect that if you would have a right, Migo is different because it's special din, Migo, you know, I read it, but if you would have a right, I'm not sure, there's room to suspect that according to Isis, you can use a right. Because the rive is going against the Anasadi.
Rebbe, I don't understand. According to Rebbe, I thought it's a Lomdisha. Anasadi was not a beer by itself. It was because of they were holding it that created the Anasadi.
Yeah, right? So
the Rebbe said they don't know for sure, but that holding created the Anansadi.
Okay, that's a halachic Anansadi.
Right, so maybe if he had a holding with a roiv, it wouldn't create the Anansadi. That Gufa says, don't start the Anansadi.
Okay.
We don't know because...
I don't know, but it could be. Not like that. It could be that the holding creates an Anansadi. The holding inherently creates an Anansadi. So then, I don't know. It's very possible to hear that according to Tysus, okay, we'll have to do the next Tysus after Rosh Hashanah, Be'ez Hashem. But leaving the next Taivis, the next Taivis makes everything confusing. But in Pashtus, where Bashir Husha, where we're holding now, it would seem to come out that according to Taivis, if you had a rave, you know, it could very well be that the rave wouldn't work because the rave is going to get in on Sadi. Okay, you could argue, but the Pashtus. According to, on the other hand, the Rush and the Titus in Basra that says that the Mishnah is speaking even when it's not Eitzin, then for sure Rav should have, because there is no Eitzin here.
But we know it's not a real Anan Sahadi, because when one time is a half and one time is the whole, it changes the Anan Sahadi. How can it change the Anan Sahadi?
That's because That's what Shamir was saying, is that because once you say and we made on half, so then you're not whole. There's no Anan Sadi if you're made that. So now you're only you're made that half made that. That's off the table.
But on final result, I still say I own a half.
You're arguing on the other half. And on the other half, you're both holding. So there's an ansadi that each of you own half of that half.
And that's a real ansadi is stronger than a rove?
Let me say it's stronger than a rove. It's the same. There's an ansadi. Yeah, it could be.
We're saying a rove won't work. But an ansadi
is not. It could be. Because an ansadi says that you own half of what you're holding. But obviously only of what there's a suffix on. There's no suffix. There's no ansadi. So there's a sabek when Zekum or Kudush is ever chesishly. So the sabek is only on half. So the Anan Sadi is only on half. But I just get back. I don't want to get, you know, too, I'm really getting too confusing. But Pashtus, it would come out that according to Taivis, that there's Anan Sadi, there's room to hear that a raid would not work. But according to the other Rishayim, that there is no Anan Sadi, and we're only passing Yachloiku based on Safek, then of course Rav would work.
I don't know how you can do that in the Rush. The Rush uses Nasir Rabba to a step above the regular good old Misafek. It may not be strong as Tosis, it may not be Nanasal as you showed.
But it seems that he knows that they both have it. So they cancel each other out. So
the language of the first day in Tosos and Baba Basra says it's Hashav Kilu Yesh L'chol Echad Chelik Ba, and he goes to, and therefore we don't say Kol and Gavar because we can't allow them to steal from each other. The Rush may hold that also. I mean, the Vart is that.
Okay, I don't know what a Chelik is. Okay, let's take the second day in.
Why is Rebbe clearing the Shiloh?
You don't even need a muksik. You don't have the same day. So that's for sure they're not on Sadi. What? I'm sorry?
Why is Rebbe clearing this whole Shiloh row?
I just want to show that it's potentially possible. I wanted to make a point that potentially there's possible a machlekes rishayim. According to Tosis, it says it's an ansadi. It's possible to say that the ansadi would beat the rive, and therefore, even if there's a rive, we would still paskin yachlekes.
Right, because it's vada is his. Rive is only a suffix.
Right, I insist. So that's possible. It might not be true in either the next Isis. But it is such a possibility to hear such a shita. According to the other Rishon that don't say Anan Sadi, then it's possible that it would not be true, Pashas. So I just want to go, if for fun, but we did like on the first day of the Sugya. If you look at the Rashi on the Rif and the Namuka Yosef, it's very interesting. You look at their lashon. Our Rashi said that the case of the Mishnah is ein zeh koyach yoyser mizeh. Now the Namuka Yosef changes the Gerson Rashi. He says ein zeh ba shum koyach yoyser mizeh. Now shum is a very, very strong, is a very you know, is a strong word. Shum means nothing, no kayach. Mashma, if you had a kayach, then you would win with that kayach. Right? That's why he says, ain't it says shum kayach. Mashma, but if one person had a kayach, then he would win with that kayach. Right?
So some people want to say Rashi holds like that other sheet is the Rishonim.
Okay, wait. I'm just saying. So that means according to the Mugayai safe, it's Mashma and the Mugayai safe, that if pretty much, and if one had a shum kayach, it's one had, I mean, right? Shum kayach means any kayach under the sun.
Like a row.
Then you would win. So if the guy had a rave, if the guy had a migoy, if the guy had a chazaka, he would win. Now Rashi doesn't say shum kayach. Rashi just says kayach. Pasht is kayach means any kayach. Okay, but the Rashi is not as clear. The Mugayai Seif, who adds the word shum kayach, is much clearer that any kayach, if you had any kayach, you would win. Now Rashi on the Riff changes the gersa of Rashi, or I don't change, but instead of saying ain is that shum kayach, he says ain is that biyado yaiser. Right. Our Rashi says ain is that kayach yaiser. Right? There are three different versions. It's very interesting. Rashi says ain is that kayach yaiser. The Mugayai Seif reads that ain is that shum kayach yaiser. Rashi on the Riff reads that ain is that yad yaiser. Right? Three. They all write the same thing, but they use three different words. So I would say, Rashi says that's if the one person had a kayak. But I'm saying, but rather the ain is a shum kayak. Now that's a different case. That's when one person is holding more than the other. When that's what Rashi says, Aiden. But Rashi says that our mission is ain is a kayak. Now, Rashi is a little bit ambiguous. What does kayach mean? Does kayach mean the kayach of muksik? Or does kayach mean any kayach? So the Mugayai Seif, who held that even if you had a rive, you would win. If you had a migo, you would win. If you had a chazaka, you would win. So the Mugayai Seif comes along and says, ain is a shum kayach. Because any kayach that you would have, you would win. And that's what I think he thinks Rashi would have probably meant too, which is Rashi wasn't so clear. He left out the word shum. So it comes along Rashi our Riff, who's a different Rishon, and says that ain't true. So in order to correct the ambiguity of Rashi, he changes the word kayach to yad. Right? According to I would claim that the Mugayai Seif and Rashi on the Riff are Guba arguing on this Chakira. And Rashi is ambiguous. By saying ain is a kayak, the word kayak can be translated to mean Roy Migoy Chazaka, or it could mean Muksik. So the Mugayai Seif, by adding the word Shum Kayak, is telling you the word kayak means in Rashi anything. And if you had any kayach whatsoever, you win. Rashi Aharit says, no, the only time you win is you're more muksik. But if you're not more muksik, you're not going to win because the two muksiks create some kind of an ansadi, and therefore having a rive is not going to help you. Nothing doesn't help you.
What does biyado mean, according to Rebbe?
Biyado means physically holding.
Okay.
So Rashi learned that the Rashi Aharif is saying that the only time one wins if he's holding more. But if he's holding the same, he just would have a migui more, then he wouldn't win. In other words, it's very...
Only holding more?
The only time Rashi says that if one had more than the other, he would win. So when is that case that he would win?
The Mugayai Seif says
he would win if he had shum kayach. Rashi Aharif says he wins if he's having more biyado. So there maybe is a machlekes that Rashi or Riv holds that if you add a migoy more, if you add a chazaka more, if you add a rei more, then it's very likely you wouldn't win. It's only time you win.
If either one has to be yado, then the other one has to be motzi mechaver al avaraya be'edin.
Right. You know, no, I'm talking about.
So what, if it's partially his hand, then it, with the migu it's enough. But if it's not in his hand, then he needs edin.
No, please, you know that we're not that thing here. Rashi, when he said right, that's if one's holding more than the other. Fine, but we're not talking about that case. We're talking about when they're both equally holding. If they're both equally holding and one person has an amigoy, a roiv, or a chazaka, what happens? That's the question on the floor. If the person would have a beer besides holding, and holding their equal, it's more holding than the other, and for sure he was. That's Beferish and Rashi. But what if they're both equally holding, but one person has a migoy chazaka or anything else? So the Mugayai Saints Lashon of Ein Ezeh Shuk clearly implies that if you had some kayach, you would win. That's what he seems to say. That's why he says, Ein is a shum kayach. If you had any kayach, makes no difference what the kayach is, then you would win, even though they're both holding. If you would have shum kayach, it means you would have some other kayach from some other way, you would win. But the Mugayais, but Rashi very likely held, Rashi our Riff very likely held that if you had another kayach, you wouldn't win.
So would the Mugayais for sure line up with Rush?
The Gerza of Rashi, who is sound like the Mugayai say, because Rashi says, Ain is a kayak, and he says, don't change it to Ain is a biyado. Because the only time you win is if you have a biyado. I think
that would be,
I'm not sure where Titus holds, but theoretically, it's closer to Titus, right? Rashi would be closer to like Titus, that if you cannot, if you're that on that, the only time you win if you're more muktzik. But if they're equally muktzik, even if you have some other kayak, you wouldn't win. That's in Rash Hour Riff.
And the muktzik would line up with the rush?
Yes, but I theoretically, yes. I'm not trying. In other words, I don't know if you want Rash. Yes, I don't know. Not, yes, that's what I'm trying to say, basically. That there should be a very likely is a machlokes rishonim whether a biur works here. According to Tavis Svara, now it's not muchlok, right? It's someone, one of the fellows said that theoretically you could argue, but it would be pashtus. According to Tavis, if there's a non-sadi, then another beer went out. That was, it was a Svara was said, and maybe there is no Anan Sadi when there's another beer, right? That was what, who said that? I forgot.
Max,
okay. Yes, that is correct. But assuming the pastures, that there's always Anan Sadi, then according to Titus, even if you came along with an A or a B, right, something else, you shouldn't win. Now, you have to look at the next Titus. And then what was Titus? Gosh, again, that's why I don't want to commit for sure with Titus holds. But you can hear such a svara that within Titus' shita, it shayach to hear that a Rav, Chazaka, and Migoy would not work. But the Titus himself held that way or not, I do not know. But it's definitely within the realm of possibility. On the other hand, within the rap shita of the Rishayim that say that Yachloike and the Mishnah as Mamad Amut Lesav Echolken, then of course all these things would work.
Does Rebbe need cancellation?
Whatever it is, it's because if a cancellation, because holding after the corners is not called the Mutzik in the first place, I don't know.
I'm saying because it whatever can't go against Shmuel, right? I'm saying that's the rule, right?
Yes, but I don't know whether Shailos and Bitawis is considered Utsin altogether. I mean, maybe a cancellation because the guy be me, mm-hmm. You're not holding me. I'm not, the thought of Amalgam Ebrahim is a Maitzi, and I'm not a Maitzi. If I'm holding just as much as you, It could be I'm not a mighty. I don't know. Again, that's going to get us into the next ISIS. But you could definitely hear a svara that if both people are holding, then there's no din of a mighty mechavera or a variety. That does seem to be what the Rush seems to hold. That does seem to be what Taivis and Baba Basra seem to hold. For sure, the Riva, the second day
of Taivis and Baba Basra. Maybe try and say the Rashi and the Riff is saying the same thing?
So I'm saying the Rashi al-Harif, the fact that he went out of his way, it's very interesting. Rashi al-Harif is verbatim from Rashi. My assumption is, we've said this many times, that Rashi al-Harif was basically a very chashra Talmid Chacham who took a scissor. He wanted to make a Rashi on the Riff. He said, Rashi's an amazing parish. He took a scissor, he cut out Rashi, pasted it on the Riff, but he had his own opinions. You know, Talmid Chacham don't agree with everyone every time. And there he made minor changes in Rashi when he disagreed with Rashi. That's what I believe. I've seen that many places. We had that last year in Baba Kama, that Rashi says that Ovis Mikmi, wherever it's written, the Torah Behedja, and Rashi on the Riff took out the word Behedja because a lot of the others are not because of Behedja. Everyone asks that Rashi, you don't need Behedja. How can you say Behedja? Ma'ave is not Behedja. So he Gufa took out the word Behedja. Rashi wrote Behedja, he took it out. So it sounds like he edited Rashi when there were little points they disagreed with him. So here it's a very nice thing. God says, Inazek Kayach. The simple mashmos of kayach is mashma like to the mukayase. Kayach means anything. The mukayase for sure read kayach that way because he says shum kayach. So shum kayach for sure means anything. Shum kayach means migui chazaka right. Kayach without the word shum probably means that, but it's not 100% mukra. Maybe the mukayase added the word shum to make it clear cut, to make it crisp, to make it sharp.
Okay, next.
The Pashtus, kayach means shum kayach. It's the same, ain is that kayach. It's the same as saying ain is that shum kayach. So Rashi al-Harif, Mr. Talmid Chacham, Rashi al-Harif, who held that no, that you had a migui chazak and raiv, you wouldn't win. That's what I would like to claim. Because he holds that there's a second, this anan sadi or whatever. So therefore, he goes ahead and he says, you can't have that Gerasa in Rashi. It's not right. Now, Rashi said it. He's not arguing the Gerasa, but when he rewrites it in his own sefer, he's going to edit it. So he edits Rashi. He changes the word that kayach to the word biyan. Then there's no connotation. So it's very, very midrash.
Earlier in the sugya, Rebbe seemed to be meeting a difference in the between Rashi and Riff between the Hachim Mechirai Be'idim or Lahavi Be'idim. Are these two changes connected?
Nothing to do with anything. That's talking about in a case when one guy's more muksik than the other. Here we're talking about when they're both equally.
So the two changes are independent.
Nothing to do with each other. That was what happens if one guy's more muksik. What happens? But here we're talking about if they're both equally muktzik, but you have a different kayach. There's a whole new issue. So it just is very, just, I do think that there's a machlokes Rashi and the Riff and the Mukayase. Actually, a little bit in the middle. The Mukayase says, Ein shum kayach. The chayre is clear that if you had a migli, if you had a kalaka, if you had a rive, they would win because you have a kayach. Ein shum kayach means any kayach under the sun. The only reason the mission is yachleiko is because ain shum kayach. But if you had some kayach, we wouldn't say yachleiko. And Rashi on the Riff went out of his way to teach a Gerasa and Rashi. Don't read Rashi ain kayach, which implies that if you had a kayach, we wouldn't say yachleiko, but change it to ain biyad. So the Rashi on the Riff changed the mashmos of Rashi. Not that he had a different gerasa than Rashi, but he disagreed with Rashi, so he changed it. So to get rid of this mashmos.
In context to Rashi, it sounds like Biyado is right. And the reason, the only reason he would write Shum is if Biyad you had an advantage, one is Sircha Sruchi and one is holding a little better, that's a Shum Koyach. But it sounds physical if you really look at in context to the rest of the Rashi.
Okay, I hear. Maybe that's why I'm saying, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying Rashi is ambiguous. So the Mukhi Yosef, I think, wrote Shum Koyach so that Rashi is ambiguous. Because Enochinami, you could read the word Koyach to mean Yad. Even though that's not what the word kayach means, but like you said, because of the context of Rashi later, you would think that. So Rashi, I would claim there's like three opinions here. There's Rashi who is ambiguous. When Rashi used the word yad, kayach, you could translate kayach to mean yad. You could translate kayach to mean a different kayach. Rashi was ambiguous. So the Yosef, who wanted to make it clear, so he adds the word shum kayach. Now it's no longer ambiguous anymore. So now it's clear that he's saying that amigoi hazaka roi would win. The Rashi Arif, that gado, disagrees. So, and he maybe thinks that Rashi held like that too. And he agrees with you, Rabbi Rupp. And therefore, he changed Rashi. So no one should misread Rashi in his opinion and walk away with the wrong impression. And he changed it to Einazah and Biyad. Now, what did Rashi himself mean? I don't know. I would say it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rif and the Mukhi Yosef. And Rashi himself is debatable what he really meant. But I just think it's very, very... I don't want to use the word cute. It's not the right word, but I can't think of the right word. It's very nice that both Rashi on the Rif and the Mukhi Yosef, they both change the same word. They take this one word in Rashi and they both felt the need. Otherwise, word for word came out exactly like Rashi. Gave one word, they both changed it. And they changed it opposite. So it's because here is, and it's very logical. In light of what we're saying, this is a debatable issue. What would happen if you had a birur? Would that birur lose to the Anan Tzadi or to the Tzarvayu Muktzakim, whatever, would it lose? And that's a debatable shaita, and it's totally on how you read the Rashi, and that's why they're changing the Gersa. I think it's just very, very nice.
Should we take a minute to wait in to see whether the rush between Rashi and the Rif and the Mukhi Yosef?
I don't know. It wouldn't prove anything. I was just trying to say in theory. I'm not committing.
No, I'm saying because to say that there's a point where we say business is obligated to get involved. And we can't say hold all on var. So to say that point is, it comes along when one has a bigu, one has this. It sounds, I mean, it's difficult to say that should obligate business to get involved.
Okay, I don't know. I do not know. Maybe not. Maybe the rush. I wasn't committing. I think that the rush must hold. I was just saying that there's seemingly a machlokes rishonim whether there's an anan. The rush must rather there's no anan tzadi. Type is old, there is. Then you could hear, not necessarily that those are those shittas. But within this machlokes rishonim that's flying around in this masechet, and the Tzivos and Baba Basra for sure is even less than the Rush, because Tzivos and Baba Basra says that our Mishnah would be true even if no one's muksik, and there's no Naska Drav Abba. So he's a.
The Rush more likely fits in with the Rashi and the Rif or the Mukhi Yosef than with the Tzivos.
I don't know. I don't know. The Rush is, I don't know where he fits, but it's within the realm of possibility to say that according to the Rush, he could hear like the Mukhi Yosef, because he's clearly not saying that there's a non-Sadi, so it's possible to hear that all these forces could work.
It could also go with Rashi and the Rif also. There's no reason to say one over the other, is there?
It could, but I'm just saying it could. But all I just want to show...
Because saying going to the Rush, there has to be enough of a threshold for
business
to get involved.
I'm not trying to learn the Rush. I didn't learn the Rush. I'm not trying to commit the Rush. I'm just saying, showing I was just saying, outside, we see in the Rishayim, there's a debate in the Rishayim if there's a non-sadi. So based on that debate, it's possible that there could be a debate of whether these other biurim would work. So, and interesting enough, Pashtus, the Gufa, Rashi, Arif, and the Mugayazev are arguing in that point. So it's very likely to say that that's where they're arguing it, that Rashi holds, Rashi, Arif holds that there's a non-sadi, and therefore other biurim do not work. And the Mugayazev held there's no non-sadi, and they held that the other biurim do work.
Yeah, but, can we say clearly that Rashi and then Muki Yosef and the whole camp holds not like the Rush? Meaning okay, they hold
I
it's mean, not.
Tell me, I don't want to talk about the Rush.
There's no concept of Bezin not getting involved.
I'm not because of the fact that. Please, I didn't do the Rush. I don't know the Rush. That's not fair. I'm just saying that there's a Hashkafa, there's a Shita. Okay, let's say Tavis is Havamina. Okay, we'll leave out the words Rush. Tavis and his Havamina did not know there was a non-sadi. Tavis and his Maskaras Mechanish is a non-sadi.
Okay.
So if you held like Tavis and Havamina, then you could hear that a Migo and a Rav and a Chazaka will work. If you hold like Tavis is Maskana, you could hear it sad that it would not work.
Either side, Tavis Havamina or Maskana, Bezin's definitely involved. They're definitely not saying cold all in var.
Okay, fine. So, fine. Yes. So now I'm saying, now we look in the Midayik, in the Lashon of Rashi and the Rif and the Mugayai says, it seems that they're arguing in this Machlokes, which is very good because it would come out based on the different approaches, how people learn the Sugya. If you learn the Sugya like Tavis is Havamina, you would pass this hold one way. If you learn the Sugya like Tavis is Maskala, you would pass this hold the other way. So it's very nice that the Mugay Yosef and Rashi on the Rift should be arguing on such a thing. Okay, yes. So anyone else? Let's go.
I just didn't understand why that's not contradictory to say that it's on one hand you see muhzak and whether or not we cancel that or not. On the other hand, we're able to use some type of beer which is technically illegal against the muhzak. If we see it enough to paskin that we have to paskin that we can't say kolom gvar anymore, whatever that is. Whatever everybody agrees, all the Rishonim, Rebbe saying, it's this, whatever the level that is, it's a certain level that says we see a muhzik. What happens to them afterwards? Not whole, half, whatever that is. But normally, in the normal Cheshon Mishpah, we're not allowed to use any of those Birurim. Why now are we allowed to use it? I just can't understand. If you're not allowed to use Migus, if you can't use Roivs when somebody's holding something, so why now are we allowed to use it? Because now all of a sudden holding is strong enough to say we have to pass it. We have to do something. I can't.
First of all, Tavis and Bar Bas are the different answer.
Why that's true. Second Bar Bas, you're right. I'm not that. That's good.
So okay, and even here, Parshat Shad and the Rush. Okay, I know Shamir said Chedek, but Parshat Shad and the Rush is not Chedek. Right? He says it, but it's further. But touch on it that we know that among the two of them, one of them definitely owned it. It's like different than Arbe, that Arbe for it could be neither of them own it. Not that the Poshib Shad and the Rush is that the Eichsen just tells us that we have a winner here. We have an owner. But not that either one is the owner. Not that they're both owners. That just one of these two is an owner. And that's enough. Since there's a Vadai owner here, we can't allow Koldalam Gavar. That's Poshib Shad and the Rush. But So the Koldam Gavar, because it's a Vadai owner, but the owner doesn't say that either which one owns it. They're both, that's the Parshat Shad.
And Rashi?
What?
And Rashi? Rashi says, Ein Bezel Koyach Yosem is there, right?
Right. So
that's not one winner. I mean, that's.
So I'm saying if you would learn. I don't follow Rashi.
I'm saying he sees both Muchzakim in there, right? Rashi doesn't see both.
Saturday. Rashi says, and it's a Yaitse Mizah. It could be that they cancel out, and therefore no one's considered muksik as far as each other. Obviously, they're muksik as far as a third person. And that's why you don't say kol dam gavar, because that's allowing gezel. But they're one of them is a vade owner. But as far as each other, they're equal strength. Pashup shot is in the rush that, and in Taivis is Havamina, that two equal forces cancel out. And it's for all practical purposes, it's as if it doesn't exist. They gotta be each other. Because if I have the same thing you have, then we're equal. So it makes us, we're the same. They say if you have a tug of war between two people and you put equal forces on both sides of the tug of war, you didn't do anything. So you can just subtract them. It'll be the same thing. So the fact that each of us have a muksik is equivalent to neither of us have a muksik. I can't say that you are muksik of Erevaraya because you're just as much muksik as I am. So the pashtus, again, Titus next time is what we'll I have to see. I'm not doing it. But the definite what the possibility that within the other sheet is that there is no kayach or muksik here. So then it would make sense that rave, et cetera, would work. Okay, anyway, I just thought it was very nice let's go further. Okay, can I go further? Am I okay? All right, let's go further in Taisis. We don't have much time. Taisis has the chaim on a shlishi. Why is Taisis bringing the chaim on a shlishi? We said this already. Why does Taisis say the chaim on a shlishi? What's the hemshach in Taisis?
We said it last time because he got into trouble by saying it's vada I have.
In other words, now that I said that our mission is Ufsin, and that's why we do Yachleiku, so how did the Gemara compare Manashlishi to our Mishnah? There's an obvious difference. Manashlishi is not Ufsin. So he said, the came on of Shishma Damek Marta Tawis, Hosha, Husha Nifkin, Taivisbo, the Kazashek, Ido Shem, Asim, Luxagnabo. Oh, so therefore, Manashlishi is Muxik. Okay. So we asked the Kasha when we learned it, I think the first day, that why isn't this being a Yenta? Taiva's only problem is he doesn't understand the Gemara's Kasha. How did the Gemara compare Mana Shlishi to Taoist? Mana Shlishi is not Oixen and Taoist is Oixen, so there's no comparison. Taiva's answer, the Gemara's Kasha is good. Because Manashrishi is also Eichsen. But Taivis never had a problem understanding the Gemara's answer. Taivis didn't understand what the Kasha is. He knew what the answer was. So why, when Taivis succeeds in explaining the question, does he have to say the Chach Mishani, repeat the answer? Why isn't that a Yenta? Right, we asked this question.
Yeah, so you wanted to say that... You gave it to us last time.
I don't remember. I tell you, I forgot.
Well, you want the Chalukah Yecholol Yasemes. What did the Havamina hold and what did the Maskana hold? Didn't he know the Havamina Chalukah Yecholol Yasemes? You asked that question.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I thought you wanted to say that even though he knew that and it's impossible that they should both own it, nevertheless, the Achloku, the Anan Sadi should overcome that, even though it's not logical.
Okay, I don't remember anymore. I have a different answer, so I like my different answer better.
Rabbi said the halachic Anan Sadi's Taisus thought would never be able to compare to Manashlishi, I thought.
That was the Kasha. But why does Taivis, so when Taivis answers it does, so why does Taivis have to say the Chach Mishani?
Why does Taivis have to
hold the answer?
I thought
the problem was he didn't understand the question. Now he succeeds in explaining the question.
Right.
So fine, everything's good. Taivis, when he looked at the Gemara, look what happened. Taivis started out, before Taivis wrote anything, he didn't have a problem with Daf Gimel. Why not? Because he felt that Taoist is not Ochsin, And therefore, the Gemara compared Tamas to Man and Shlishi because no one's Eichsen. Eichsen is nothing. Eichsen is not shiny. There's no difference between Eichsen and not Eichsen. And therefore, Man and Shlishi and Tamas is a perfect comparison. How did Tavis and his Havin understand the Gemara's answer? That Man and Shlishi is Enoch HaLuki Chodi HaZemes. Fine. Then Tavis asked the Kasha from Arbe. He asked the Kasha from Arbe. He has a problem. How come Taoist is different than Arbe? He answers Eitz and Shiny. Then he says, hey, wait a second. If Eitz and Shiny, now I don't understand the Gemara's comparison to Mana Shlishi. So his whole problem is that now, after he says Eitz and Shiny, he doesn't understand the Gemara's question. Okay, so he answers the Gemara's question is, because Mana Shlishi is also Eitz. But why does he have to repeat the answer? We always knew the answer.
No, he's not repeating the answer. He's explaining that there's another factor besides Muchzakim. And what? That the Chalukah Yicholos Emes redefines Muchzakim.
Where does he say anything about that?
Oh, that's my understanding.
I know, but I don't see it.
And therefore, he has to change shot.
The name is Shani, the Osavada and the Kami Nayu.
Right, that's what
the
Gemara
said.
The second factor.
That's what the Gemara said. That's how Tavis read. It's exactly how he read the Gemara in his Havamina.
No, Tosas had to first redefine the Havamina, and now he has to redefine the Teretz.
So where do you see him redefining it? If Tavis has redefined the Teretz, then he should say something. But the words of Tavis is saying in his answer are exactly the same way. If I wanted to say in Tavis is Havamina and what the answer is, I would have said the exact same words. So to say that Tavis is changing the answer, then he's not doing a good job because he's not telling it to us. He doesn't tell us he changed the answer. Where does he say that he's changing the answer?
No, he's not changing the answer. The answer to the Gemara is one thing. We now consider a new factor. Chalukah Yicholos Emes.
Okay, so he always knew that.
You're right. It's a custom in Sefer. I was learning Pshat that now that redefines what Muksik means. It's not Muksik alone.
But really, all he's saying, the only thing that changes from the beginning to the end is whether or not in the Mana Shlishi he's holding for both of them or he's not holding it for both of them.
Right.
So the Chalukli, it's true that Chalukli Chosem, he's saying now that you're saying that the holding it for both of them is a difference, you can still apply the concept of Chalukli Chosem and it still applies.
So you're saying you would have had a having and the answer doesn't work? You could still apply, but I read the word.
You could still apply because I could still over there. He's holding it for both of them.
Excuse me. I heard you. Very nice. Very nice, John. Except it don't fit into the words. Because Tavis says, V'chach Mishani. V'chach Mishani means because of what I'm saying, now the answer is good. According to you, what you're saying is, that because of what I'm saying, you would think the answer is bad. And I'm telling you a chiddush that still the answer is still good. It's not lechach mishani. Maybe if you would take out the word lechach, you would have the word umishani.
Maybe. It's a good point. That's a good point.
Oh, you see that? Wow, before Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. I mean, if I have to ask Mechila for everything for the last year, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah. Okay. You're
maybe in the without Taisa, if you go into other mahalach that's a haluka misafik, then Taisa doesn't understand what the Gemara's answer is of a haluki chalasemis. Who cares? It's a suffik. The whole thing's a suffik.
So who cares? Taisa didn't understand, and now he understands. Doesn't Taisa have to explain it?
No, it's automatic.
Words of explanation.
He does. Once he said it's an anansadi, if it's not Yecholi Yisemes, there's no anansadi. You can't say anansadi if it's not Yecholi Yisemes.
So then
that's built in. That's automatic.
Then he doesn't have to. So then what's he saying?
He's explaining the Gemara. Based on what I said, now the Gemara makes sense. Now it flows. It makes sense.
The Gemara beforehand? Before Tavis started writing, did Tavis understand the Gemara in Daf Gemo?
No.
No, he didn't. So that goes against Rav David and Rav Shiva's axiom. Rav Shiva and Rav David's axiom is that Tavis never asks a stira from different mesaptas without understanding each mesapta minei ubei. So the Chaira, according to Rashiva's axiom, Taivis must have understood Daf Gimel and his Havamina. You're saying Taivis is Havamina didn't understand Daf Gimel. He says, and now, and only now, can I explain Daf Gimel. Okay, but that goes against Rashiva's axiom. I don't want to do that Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I would say a different daichik, maybe it's also not so good, that this is maybe a little anti-Chofetz Chaim, but not so terrible, that, you know, if you're anti-Chofetz Chaim, and I would ask you, what was the Gemara's kasha of Mana Shlishi to Taoist? Mana Shlishi is not Oitzin, and Taoist is Oitzin. So you say, hey, what do you want? It's only a Havamina. Gemara is only a Havamina. I can ask the kasha, Havamina. So when Taivis has a problem, how did the Gemara compare Mana Shlishi to Taoist? Taivis' kasha is on the Havamina, but his kasha is really stronger on the Maskana. Because the Havamina, these anti-Chofetz Chaim guys would say, hey, the Havamina. But Taivis' kasha is, yeah, and how come the Maskana, the Gemara doesn't answer that? Even you anti-Chofetz Chaim people, that you owe that Havaminas don't count, but Maskanas count. So why did the Gemara answer? You know why Taoist is different than Mana Shlishi? Because it's in Shiny. So really, Taoist has two problems. Before he finished that Mana Shlishi is Utsin. Taoist had a problem that what was the Gemara's Havamina to compare it? And he has a stronger Kasha. Why at least didn't the Gemara answer that difference? So Taivis answers, the Gemara compared it because they felt that they're both Isim. And now, not only is the Havamina good, but even the Chachma Shaini, even the answer is good. Because the Gemara had to answer what they answered, and they couldn't have answered Isim Shaini. It means Lachach Mishani. This is why they answer what they said, and they didn't answer Eichin Shani.
Was it in the Havmina? Is he assuming Eichin in the case of Mana Shlishi or not Eichin?
No, Taivis and his Havmina thought Mana Shlishi is not Eichin.
Okay. So if it's not Eichin, how come the Halach is not called Ongvar on the Mana Shlishi?
I don't know. That's a side reason. We're not getting into that. Taivis has two kashas because the Shomer can't allow Kol Dam Gomer. Taivis has two questions. If Mana Shlishi is not Eitzen, how did the Gemara compare Mana Shlishi to Taoist? The Taoist is Eitzen. It has an Ansadi. Mana Shlishi doesn't have an Ansadi. Second question, even if you're going to tell me the Gemara, okay, the Gemara had a question, Havamina, we don't care about Havamina. But at least the Gemara should have answered that. Instead of the Gemara answering Ena Chaluki Yicholios Emes, the Gemara should have given a much better answer, that the Taoist is an Ansadi. So Taivis answers, because the Gemara, how the Mana Shlishi is also answered. Now you understand the question, and you also understand why the Gemara had an answer.
According to Rebbe, what's pshat in the Gemara's teretz? That Chaluki Yicholios Emes is regardless of Muxakim, or it's an addition to Muxakim?
I don't know, whatever it is. The Gemara's teretz is the same as it was in the Gemara's Taivis is Havamina.
He's not single factor or double factor?
He's not changing the teretz and iota from what he thought in the Havamina.
How does Rebbe understand it?
I don't know. That's whatever you want. I'm neutral. It's not relevant to me. So I can say whatever you want. Whatever you want, I'll say.
When you say Havamina, you mean after his teretz, is Havamina from Chaim Mishpishi or is Havamina in the beginning of teretz?
But
what do you mean by that word Havamina?
Taivis always understood, according to me, Taivis always understood the Gemara's answer the same way. From the beginning, from the end, every stage of the way. Taivis only had a problem in the middle. Why did the Gemara give that answer? They had such a much simpler answer. So that's a kasha on the Havamina, that's a silly question. And it's a question on the answer. The Gemara could have given a better answer. So Taivis answers that Mana Shlishi is Eitzim. Therefore, the Gemara had a right to ask the Kasha, Unachach Mishani. And now I understand the Gemara gave the answer that they
That's
gave.
So obvious. There's no need for Tosfos to spell that out.
Okay, but if I agree. But it's not as bad. You know, certain things, sometimes it's in other words, if Tosfos is just being a yent and he's saying the answer and you never, then for no reason, you never had a kasha on the answer, then it'll be this time being yent. Here, Tosfos had a kasha on this step. I don't understand this step. Why do they answer this way? So in light of what I said, it explains this thing. So he spoke out. Now you're saying if he wouldn't have spoken out, I would have figured it out. Okay.
Well, that's Bechol his answer. His answer is the Gemara holds that
I have that. So is that, that's so terrible that if it's Bechol his answer, so he spoke out his answer clearly. He spells it out his answer.
Maybe
I don't know if that's the end of the world. The other way, before I came along, it's nothing to do with his answer. It's just time he's being a yenta. But now, this is really part of his answer. Except that you would have figured it out. If he didn't say it, you would have figured it out.
The Pashup Shot in Tosos is that Tosos holds the Gemara's answer is more Pashup than the Gemara's Havim. Tosos saying the Kach Mishani, because the Yesod is because of Anansadi, the Kach Mishani, the Inachuki Holios Emes, and therefore you can't use Anansadi.
What?
The Pashup Shot in the Tosos is that Tosos held that Anan Sadi is not really applicable there, even if they are muksakin, because it's in a chaluki yucholios emes. To which Tosos said, that's why Tosos says lakach shine. Gemara's maskana of the fact that the chaluki yucholios emes making a distinction between talis and manashlishi. That's why the Gemara answered that, because taka that is the more pashut side.
But what he said, he's changing the answer.
Right, he's coming up.
He's saying how he was Masbir, it comes out that the Gemara's Maskana really is like, it really follows Tosa's explanation.
He's saying, and according to what I'm saying, now the Gemara's answer is better. Not that there was any, I never had a problem with the Gemara's answer, but now the answer is even
how
better.
How is it better? Explain.
Because Rabbi Shamir is saying, because Tosfos always understood the answer, Enachalugi Chleos Ames, was some kind of star that Bezin won't want to do Yachlaiku because they don't want to do a psak that's not true. But now we don't need to say that. We can say Enachalugi Chleos Ames takes off the Anan Sadi. So it makes it easier to understand the Gemara's answer. Okay, I hear that. I hear.
The way Shamir is saying it, it fits in a little more why he's saying it this step. It's not like Stamazai, there's a reason behind it.
Okay, I have to think about it. I'll think about it. Leave that. Is it all the, I happen to think that my way is fine too, but this is also fine. It's another Chach Mishani. Now you can, the Gemara's answer makes more sense. Even though it was never Shver.
But Rebbe's question, what we said before, to some extent really applies on Rebbe's answer also, really, because the switch is not switching there. The whole time he held the...
According to me, I wasn't thinking switching. He's answering a question. Since he was bothered by a question, what's the have? I mean, what's the... Why they didn't answer? Why they didn't give a different answer?
What would the different answer be? Now, what would the different answer be?
That it's not Eichsen.
Okay, I mean, that's what he held beforehand. Now he's saying it is Eichsen.
Yeah, so now it's good that they had to give the answer that they gave. Okay, I want to wish everyone a Ksivach, Simetayva, a good year. Thank you for coming. You give me a little work for my money, Baruch Hashem. I get to learn. I hope you people get to learn.
It's been tremendous.
I hope everyone's quiet on me. If anyone that I insulted by accident, I apologize. Sometimes it does happen.
Sorry for all the times we may have overshout or something like that, or giving Rebbe too hard a time.
Okay,
when are we next meeting? Next Sunday?
When is the next?
Or Thursday? Yes.
No, we don't have a Thursday. We can. So it'll be Sunday, I guess, right? Sunday is, there's no reason why not Sunday. No, so Tuesday, Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah, Thursday is Rosh Hashanah, so Sunday. And I want to start the next Tosfos. So we're going to start the next Taisis, amigos. Very interesting next Taisis. Very interesting. So the Taisis end of the Revi'i will start Peshem on Sunday. And they will probably, I suspect it will be stuck on that Taisis till Yom Kippur.
And so we're only going to have 3 days then next week, right?
Yeah, well, that's so much longer than he's stuck.
and then it's probably going to be off till after Yom Kippur, right? After that, probably.
We don't want to call my. You know, there's no learning Chalmai. I'm only joking. But
are they going to give the Chalmai shiur?
I don't understand. You know, yeshiva, we have off tomorrow. Like, Erev Rosh Hashanah, no yeshiva. Like Erev Shavuos, we have no yeshiva. I don't understand this yeshiva system. Like, the most Hanukkah days of the year, there's no yeshiva. Hanukkah, we have off from, you know, Hanukkah vacation. You know, Lag Ba'omer, you have off.
Is Rebbe going to give a Chalmai shiur this year again?
No, usually Rabbi Naiman gives on Sukkot Chalmai. I usually give Pesach. Okay, Shikayach, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.